Under Simon Harris's proposal, he's talking about a phase one implementation where this derelict property tax will only be applied to towns with populations of over 4,000, and even phase two down the line will only apply to towns with populations of over 2,000 people. So if you take the Milford electoral area as one example, not one town or village will qualify under this derelict property tax, which means rural communities like the Milford electoral area across the county and across the country will be left behind. And what you'll see is a further incentivisation of properties moving or being developed in urban areas and in the larger towns. And what we have seen over the past number of years is the move for housing developments to be in our larger towns and villages, which leaves rural communities behind, but it also results in a degradation of services. Where you don't have population being maintained or population growing, you see smaller national schools closing, which we've seen a lot of, and services like post offices leaving communities. So we need to get the balance right on this. I think the initiative by the Tánaiste is a really welcome one, but I think that we need to either abolish those population thresholds or significantly lower them so that rural Ireland and rural Donegal is not being left behind and left continue with the issue and the epidemic that is vacancy and dereliction.
You have said that in the past that in your belief Donegal is not fully putting its weight in regards to getting properties onto the derelict properties register. Now we know that the council is very good at drawing down funding and promoting the drawing down of grants to redo derelict properties, particularly in areas like Letterkenny, and it has had a good track record on that. But your fear is once it goes beyond the Letterkennys, once it goes beyond the larger urban areas, that's when the council is starting to fall short.
Yeah, look, I mean, this is an issue I've raised at council. I had a motion in a few months ago in relation to the derelict sites register. Donegal County Council's enforcement and adding properties onto that has been nothing short of pathetic, and it has not then had any effect on tackling dereliction or vacancy. Now, the council has been excellent at using the carrot through the form of the vacant and derelict property grants, but has not historically been good at using the stick. And in order to tackle vacancy and dereliction on the scale at which we see it here in Donegal, we need both carrot and stick. And both the carrot and the stick need to be applicable across all towns and villages and not just in larger urban settings.